Become a patron of Entertainment Landfill. Go to patreon.com/landfill for details. Entertainment Landfill is made possible by contributions from listeners like you. Thank you.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Get chills every time. Hey everyone, welcome to a special Star Wars teaser show where Bill and I will be giving our thoughts on the new Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens teaser. And Bill, it is so nice to have you here with me.
It's wonderful to be here.
And let me give you a little build up here. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. I'll say because I love Thanksgiving food. I love what it entails. I love gravy. I love potatoes. I love dressing. I love buttered rolls. And I love the dessert. I woke up Wednesday morning with a sore throat after having taken care of Heather for a week. She'd had the flu, and I had the flu, Bill. And one thing that comes with the flu is a sore throat, a fever, and a lack of appetite.
Yeah, you messaged me that morning. You were like, dude, I think I'm getting sick. What am I going to do? I'm going to stay home. I just won't go, so I'm not tempted.
I know, and I even said that Thanksgiving morning, the MST 3K marathon was happening. And I turned it on, and I was, like, huddled over at the computer. I mean, I felt like total shit. Like, I just want to go back to bed kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I said, Heather, I don't think we're going to do Thanksgiving this year. I mean, or at least I'm not. And I'm not kidding. I started crying. I had tears in my eyes. And I brought Emma in there, and I go, I'm sorry, we're not going over to Aunt Vicky's. And she's like, what? Why? And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just sick. She's like, okay. And she started crying. She goes, I understand. And I go, no, forget it. We're going. We're going. I changed my mind. And we went.
But just because you don't feel good means I can't eat.
She was very understanding but upset. You know, she loves to see her her cousin there, and all they do is play tablet games the entire time. But
they don't even look at one another.
So anyway, I felt like crap Friday morning, but I remember that night I was, you know, reading online. And it was like, hey, just remember the Star Wars trailer comes out tomorrow. And my first thing was, it's not a trailer. It's a teaser trailer, meaning it's going to be very short. It's going to tickle our balls and then disappear for a year, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so I get up that morning. And I don't know if I was running a fever or not, but I could barely breathe, and I had a sore throat. And I'm like, okay, I'm sitting there at the website. But first of all, why do we have to use Apple anymore for anything? Yeah. I don't need the iTunes trailer thing with the little, whatever you call it, the plug-in. Yeah, I don't want to use the plug-in or any of that shit. So anyway, I watched the trailer, Bill. It comes on, and for fleeting moments, I don't feel like crap anymore. I'm, like, super high on, like, I think the biggest moment, you're just kind of sitting there, just kind of soaking it in. But when I hear the sound of the X-Wings, something happened inside of me where I was instantly healed. Like, I was injected with this euphoric type of, you know, pheromone. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Star Wars cures what ails you.
Yeah, so I hear that, you know, you forget about that. Like, I love the sound of the Millennium Falcon, but we haven't heard the sound of an X-Wing in so long because of the, you know, the prequels don't have X-Wings. They don't have, it doesn't have the Millennium Falcon either.
They have space yachts.
Mm-hmm. They have, what do you call it, the Nubian type of ships.
Nubian.
So, I watch this trailer, and what do you think the first thing I do is? Gotta watch it again, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta start it over. But I remember going, dude! I was like, oh! I was like bouncing in my seat. And when they show the Millennium Falcon, the, you know, it's doing that cool kind of like...
up, over, under.
Up and over, under. And it's like, dude, holy shit! Like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, I gotta watch it again. And he's like, dun, 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 dun. You know, it's just the guy, Boyega. He's all sweaty and stuff. This is one thing that I think is interesting, because when you first watched the teaser, you were in your own happy universe, because it's just you and the teaser.
Mm-hmm.
It's after that kind of glee, you're like, hey, I wonder what other people have said. Don't you think
that's... No.
It's usually better...
I'm once bitten, twice shy. Especially with Star Wars. I just started to avoid stuff, and then stuff starts showing up on your Facebook feed, and then you just start getting angry.
Right. And, first of all, my first reaction to it was glee. I honestly, no bullshit, felt like a little kid watching it. The excitement.
Yeah, you had posted a comic where it was just a guy at work, just miserable.
Like all
he
cynical.
He watches it, and then he turns into a little kid with his toys.
Yes, and that's exactly how I felt. Like... I had no cynicism when I saw the little Rolly droid. I thought he was adorable.
Like, I thought he was awesome. He was like a little mouse droid, but an astromech head.
Yeah, an astromech. I felt like this when I saw him. Like, he's a new version of an astromech. Of course, you know, even though a lot of technology in Star Wars is dated, but it is like very advanced. Of course they're going to come out with new models of shit, right?
Absolutely.
And in fact,
I mean, how is this 30 years or 60 what? 30 years or 40 years?
Yeah.
After A New Hope?
Right, that's what I believe. And we, for all we know, Daisy Ridley's character is a tinkerer, and she might have even built them, you know.
Yeah, it's possible. She looks like a tinkerer because that speeder bike she's using looks like the engine off of like a pod racer.
I know a lot of people, the first thing we thought was like, oh, she must be Han and Leia's daughter. But hell, she could be Luke's daughter for all we know. We have no idea.
Well, I also like the whole thing, the John Boyega controversy of the stormtrooper, which I don't really understand. I don't understand if they're trying to say there's no black stormtroopers. I don't know if they're trying to say he's not a clone. I don't know why they care.
Yeah.
Or if he even is. That wasn't my first thought. Was
he's an imposter.
He's in stormtrooper armor trying to get away from them, kind of like Han and Luke did in the original.
And there's been some trailer breakdowns where people look for clues. One of them is they show a shot of the stormtroopers. He's shorter. There's one short stormtrooper with all the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to the whole line of Leia, aren't you a little short to be a stormtrooper? Well, one of these things is not like the other. There's this row of stormtroopers, but there's one that's shorter. That's John Boyega. I'm thinking he's an imposter. He snuck onto the shuttle or whatever, and that's why. So the whole thing is that my problem with people reacting to a teaser is that it's a teaser. Nothing has a context. You have no idea what the storyline. You have no idea what's going on. It's teasing you. That's it.
So but they're willing to nitpick. I mean, it's ridiculous.
First of all, and I will say this also, I do not believe for a second, even if George Lucas tells me that all of the stormtroopers in the original trilogy are clones, I call bullshit. I just say, no, they're not. Because it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a stupid
so
idea. It's a retcon thing that he created the clones for the prequels and he needs them to fit into the original and say, well, they're all clones. No, they're not. It's
but
just stupid.
If you remember, you know, in the original, there's guys going to, what was it, Big, was it?
Big's Darklighter. He's going to the Academy or whatever.
Yeah, the Imperial Academy.
Right, and there's two guys talking on the Death Star about, hey, did you see the new 128-2 or whatever? It's just two guys in armor. That's what it is. I mean, when we were kids, for Christ's sake, we weren't even sure if stormtroopers weren't robots, okay?
Yeah, in our childlike minds, they could have been. They were just, you know, the Death's Head kind of guys that were the bad guys.
So for someone to go, black stormtrooper, I don't think so. All I'm saying is, dude, take a second to wait for the movie to come out before you start. Now, if people are saying, why is the first... this is one thing I actually saw, Bill. People saying, oh, here's J.J. Abrams doing this political thing. Like, hey, look, the first guy in my Star Wars is a black guy. Because so many people say there aren't enough black people in Star Wars. Which, shut up! Just watch the friggin' trailer, okay?
That's just displaying your obvious racism by declaring that right away.
The first thing I thought was like, dude, that looks awesome. The shot, the quality of film and all that, I think looks awesome. Another thing is, okay, first of all, I will just say this. The first time I saw the Sith dude with the lightsaber, my reaction wasn't like, what the hell? It was... Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. Everything about that lightsaber is awesome. The fact that it actually looks like a crazy plasma.
That's it. Yeah.
Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like it's got like those little arcs around it and it looks messy.
That's the thing. And then, like the first time I watched the trailer, I was like, "Cool, lightsaber." And then it didn't pick up on any of that. And then I watched it again. And then again, and I was like, no, wait a second. It almost looks like lava or fire or something.
Yeah.
It's like not a perfect beam. It's like all breaking up and shit. And who's to say the handguard thing I think is cool. You know, people are like, you know, technically, you know, if you're fighting with that, you know, you cut yourself or something. Oh. Dude, if you fought with a real lightsaber, you'd cut yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing I thought was brilliant about that, I love the whole idea of like a broadsword lightsaber, because in the original films, they fought with lightsabers like they were broadswords, like they were heavy. It was double-handed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was only the prequels that started the whole ballet, crazy, one-arm, whippity-dippity shit.
And the first thing I said I would thought of is like, dude, what if whoever that Sith guy is doesn't have crystals? And he makes his own saber out of some different technology, and that's what it looks like.
Dude, that's awesome.
That would be awesome. But
he's like a lost Sith or someone that awakens and doesn't have the focusing crystal.
Yeah, and he just makes some kind of weird lava rock type of saber.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
That would just be sweet. And the whole... No, and even though, you know, when you see the handguard thing, people are like, it's stupid to have a handguard on a lightsaber because if you're fighting and the other blade hits it, it would just break your lightsaber. Okay, first of all, that's stupid. How many times have you watched a lightsaber battle in these movies? Has anyone slid their blade down where it's like hit the other lightsaber? It doesn't happen, so just shut up. It's obviously supposed to look badass, and it does. It looks If Ned Stark in Game of Thrones had a lightsaber, it would look like that, you know?
Yeah.
This big old broadsword type of thing. And it's completely out of context. We have no idea who that character is, if it's a main character, a side character, or whatever. They're pulling off a lightsaber, and all I could think was, dude, that's badass.
Yeah, it honestly is one of the coolest things I've seen. I mean, it's just... I got so excited. I haven't been this excited in a very long time. Just the scene of it, like going through their environments, other than Tatooine, which was obvious.
Mm-hmm.
The planet they were on with the X-Wings flying. We've never seen X-Wings on land.
Oh,
only in my mind, reading the X-Wing series of books or, you know, any numerous novels in the expanded universe have X-Wings ever been terrestrial. You know,
right.
they
take off and they go into space or whatever.
Yeah, but flying across that water mm-hmm. was just invigorating. And to see a world that I don't believe we've ever seen that world. Like, it looks like Alderaan, or maybe it's Naboo. I don't know, but maybe it's a new world. Maybe they're creating new things.
I'd love for it to be a new world.
Yeah, in the winter world that the Sith is on, it's obviously not Hoth, because Hoth doesn't have trees.
Dude, it looks like it could easily be Westeros or something.
Yeah, it looks like almost like a, you know, the Nightmare Before Christmas, or Westeros, or, you know, it's just...
I love it. It's so different and new. It would be so sweet if it was like Dathomir or something.
Oh my God. That would be amazing if he came up from like the Force Witches of Dathomir.
Oh yeah. And they don't have like, you know, the place is very primitive, but he constructed his own lightsaber out of what he had.
I might lose my shit if he rides a Rancor.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Another thing, we didn't see any space in the trailer.
No.
It was all, even the Millennium Falcon is in the desert, you know?
Yeah, it was all, I think they're saving the space. I can't wait to see how JJ handles that.
That's another thing is that when, just watching the Force Awakens teaser, even now I get excited about it. And basically, you know, you could say it's kind of funny where we want to defend things we love from the haters,
mm-hmm.
but you see what people start to make fun of and you realize there's just no joy in your life, is there? Or the only joy you get is from trashing shit.
Yeah.
I even saw someone going, well, technically X-Wings, you know, they're not going to have their foils open like in atmosphere. They only do it in space when they go into battle. It's like, what?
What?
Where do you read those rules at?
Yeah, who made up the rules? And again, we have completely abandoned the expanded universe. There are no rules.
And by the way, this is a new world. X-Wing. It's a different model, you know?
Yeah, this, I think, remember whenever we first saw the X-Wing, they were like, oh, no, that's a headhunter. No, that's, and everyone's still thinking of, expanded universe.
Right. It's gone. It never happened. It's alternate timeline.
Yeah. It's basically Star Trek with the red matter.
Right.
You know, this is new.
The coolest thing about when this movie comes out is there's a whole new timeline created.
Yeah.
It's a whole new universe of these different children of the main characters. If they are, I'm just guessing. These new villains, these new heroes, and the new, you know, a whole juggernaut of books and movies and shit will all split off from there.
It's so exciting. You know, a lot of people were very angry that they had abandoned the expanded universe. But for me, I've read all the books. There's nothing more I can read in the expanded universe.
They're still there. People can still read them.
Yeah, people will still read them because it's a different timeline. But now we get something new. Why can't you just be excited that this is we're like children again. We're discovering something all over again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. And, you know, seeing the Millennium Falcon again, and then you realize, oh, dude, the radar dish is different.
I love that you pointed that out to me, because now I can't unsee it. Every time I watch the trailer, I see that rectangular dish.
What I love about that is the last thing we remember about the Millennium Falcon is that it lost the dish. So
Lando knocked the dish off.
Yeah, so they replaced it. I love that's continuity from the last movie, because if you think about it, that's episode 6. This is 7. It's the progression. Yeah. A lot of people, I read, Bill, this drove me nuts. The morning before the teaser trailer, when it was about to go on, I read different things people were saying. Someone said, please God, don't let them have lens flare in this. And I talked about this in our Star Wars show, where he's not going to put lens flare in Star Wars. He knows he's doing a sequel to Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. He's not going to make it look dramatically different. He's not going to do that. That's
the whole reason he's shooting on film.
He wants it to look like, if you put Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens side by side, you wouldn't think like, oh, you know, this like completely different. It's got to be in the same universe, guys.
Yeah, they're just, you know what, it's a hatred or a general mob mentality for J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Because I know there was one shot whenever the Falcon goes across the sun where there's a, of course, there's going to be a lens flare. You know, you're it's going across the sun. So everybody's like, oh, there's a lens flare.
It's like, no, it's not. Well, there's the part with the lightsaber. People are like, you see lens flare on the lightsaber. And people are like, no, that's actually like moisture hitting the blade. And I'm like, mm-hmm. People are going through, Bill, looking meticulously for lens flare. Yeah. It's like, holy shit. You do know natural lens flare happens in films, don't you? Sometimes.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, my God. So, after you watched the trailer, what did you think, Bill?
It was invigorating. It was so exciting to see this new world and this new environment. I felt like a little kid. I couldn't wait when it said December 2015. I was like, no, just give me it in the summer.
I know it's like, okay, wait, this is December 1st. No, wait, December's next month. So we have exactly a year to wait for this.
That's a hell of a tease.
It is. And, it, you know, I have to admit, I thought it was Benedict Cumberbatch at first. But it's not. Everyone pretty much says it's Andy Serkis.
I thought it was Adam Driver. Because I was going back and I was... I listened to, like, his dialogue in Girls and his dialogue in the movie he did with Daniel Radcliffe, What If, and all that. And I was like, yeah, that's Adam Driver.
Right. No. I'm still not convinced he's a Sith, but everyone seems to think he is. I remember...
Well, it would be amazing if he was a good guy, because when he plays a good guy, he's hilarious.
Right. And, well, I almost... What if he starts out good and then he turns bad or whatever? One of my weird theories that I haven't read anywhere else, so this is mine, is that Adam Driver is Ezra from Star Wars Rebels.
Holy shit, that would be incredible.
And that he's actually turned to the dark side.
Oh my God, if he was Ezra, that would blow my mind.
On the most recent episode of Star Wars Rebels, the Inquisitor, you know, he handily kicks Kanan's ass and he's about to kill him. And Ezra gets super pissed and he turns to the dark side, basically. And Kanan's like, you know, he's like, Ezra, stop! And he's like, you know, he mind controls this giant creature to kill the Inquisitor. He's like, kill him or destroy him or whatever. And he's like, the Inquisitor's like, holy shit! Like, he feels like his immense anger. And afterwards, Ezra's like, I don't know what happened. I just kind of lost myself. And Kanan's like, that's what the dark side is. It's a quicker way to, you know, more powerful abilities you don't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, dude, what if Ezra almost has like an Anakin type of thing where he starts out, you know, Kanan's not a full Jedi. He was a Jedi Padawan when all the Jedi died. And now he's trying to train a new Padawan. He's not even a knight, you know?
No.
He's giving him this world of new abilities, but the kid is immature. What if he grows up being this kind of evil thing? I wouldn't put it past J.J. Abrams to be like, we need to start the long con of setting up characters from the past to now when Star Wars Episode 7 takes place. There you see the history right there of how this villain got here or something. It'd be interesting.
That would be amazing.
But maybe I'm reading too much into that.
I don't know.
Because he's a kid then, and it's pre-A New Hope. He would definitely be an adult, maybe in his 30s or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
They said it's 30 years later after Return of the Jedi, right?
Yes.
You and I have talked about, like okay, say, after... Because, if you put the EU out of your mind of what happens after Return of the Jedi, Luke has defeated the Emperor. His dad is now dead, and he's the only Jedi. What would his next step be? Would it be to find other Force sensitives? Or he'd probably start looking for like holocrons and history and stuff like that, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's what I would think he would do, because he wouldn't immediately establish a new Jedi Order. It's the only ones he knows. Well, at this point, he doesn't even know if Leia has Force sensitivity.
Right. That'd probably be the next thing he'd look into, like, okay, Leia, do you feel Leia. This or whatever? And that's what they hint to. She goes, he's okay. I know he is. And Han is like, what? You know, what's going on? So they kind of hint that she's Force sensitive, right? Or, yeah.
Or it's just that twin connection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, basically, in Episode 7, we have no idea what Luke's been up to. He could have already established some Jedi, or he could have not. I don't know. So, you know, we've read... I don't know if you've read rumors of what's going on.
I've been avoiding it all.
I remember that one rumor we read from our last Star Wars show was John Boyega plays an Imperial who crash lands on Tatooine. Obviously, somebody knew that much, because from the trailer, you could tell he's dressed as a stormtrooper and he looks out of breath and scared in the, you know, stormtroopers on a ship. Next thing you know, he's in the desert. So obviously some kind of crash happened. So
yeah, either a crash or he's running away from something.
That means somebody, you know, these leaks that happened, somebody somewhere has read something and they have like kind of a small tiny picture of something of what's going on, but they don't really know the context.
I'll be happy to get a little context. I know that I forget what there's a new trailer that's going to be attached to something. Where did I read that? Trailer. I know it's a big movie. Shit. It doesn't matter. But there's going to be a new one, I think they said, in May.
Uh-huh.
So we'll know more early next year.
When there's a full trailer, holy shit. I predict like 6 months from now. Since right now it's a year away, I bet 6 months from now there'll be something else. Don't you think?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because that's another thing about the teaser. No original cast in the trailer. So it's like no Luke, no Han, no Leia, no Chewbacca, no R2-D2.
Okay, it's going to be on the Age of Ultron.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This teaser or something different?
A new full trailer.
No. Get out of here. Are you serious?
Yep.
Dude, when shit like that happens, I'm like, dude, I don't even care about the movie I'm seeing now. I want to see this shit.
Yeah, next Star Wars trailer is coming with Avengers Age of Ultron.
You know what's funny is after I watched this, I went back and watched the Phantom Menace teaser. And I have to admit, dude, that teaser is
awesome. That teaser's fantastic.
I watched the one for Revenge of the Sith. Not as good. But at the time when I watched it, I was probably like, oh, dude, that's awesome. But there's something about that Phantom Menace teaser was just like, what's funny is if you rewatch it, when it opens up, it's with Gungans.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been like, why did you choose these Gungans as the first thing we see of Star Wars? It's so weird, such a weird decision. That's how deluded George Lucas was about the Gungans and Jar Jar. But they give us that glimpse of Darth Maul. And I think when I can remember back then, just the double-sided lightsaber was like, holy shit, kind of. And sure enough, everyone's talking about this lightsaber. I've read plenty of people say it's perfectly badass, and I've read just people making jokes about it, how it's overkill. How do you even know if that handguard is part of the saber where it could cut your hands? It might be decoration, you know?
Yeah, it could be decoration.
It's just supposed to look badass. Like, think back to the practicality of handguards on regular broadswords in modern day. There were very... if you go, just look up swords online. They're not just practical reasons that they're there. They're also decoration and all this kind of, like, detail and, you know, like, carvings and shit. Like, you make it personal. And whoever this person is... with this lightsaber, they've made themselves a badass weapon. And I'm going to almost say the way they're walking and everything, it's perhaps, this is me doing my speculation, Bill.
All right.
They totally don't know what they're doing. They've constructed this lightsaber and they have an agenda, but they're not like full Sith or whatever, something.
That's entirely possible.
I have no idea. I'm just making this shit up.
Yeah.
But I just said, when I kept reading stuff about John Boyega tells the haters to get used to it, I was like, what?
Yeah, get used to what?
I don't understand. And it took.
Why are there haters? I don't get it.
One of the first comments I read, somebody wrote was like, they're saying to hell with the PC police with that black stormtrooper. And I was like, what? What does that mean, the PC police? I don't understand. It's so weird.
What world do we live in now?
I don't know, but people... I almost think it's like this. When I was a kid watching a cartoon or something, or a movie, there was always that friend who was like, oh, he'd be out of bullets by now. He'd totally be out of bullets. Didn't even show him reloading. Or Tom and Jerry. Like, Tom gets smacked with a shovel. Oh, I'm so sure he'd be dead.
Yeah, right.
The internet is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Personified. The dumb person who nobody wants their opinion amplified. You know? And we have to just see it over and over again. And just go to... YouTube and look at the comments and you will just...
God, that's the dregs of humanity, the YouTube comments.
Right. Wow. But anyway, back to what we think, and is that it looks awesome and we're teased. Consider us teased.
Yes.
Okay. Here's another thing I just wanted to mention about the Star Wars trailer. When the music kicks up on the Millennium Falcon, dude, I feel a surge of electricity go through my body. That,
yeah,
you know, right?
It's pretty fantastic.
The way it, like, spirals around. Oh, my God, it's awesome.
And just the sounds, you know.
Oh,
it's,
I know.
You're playing it, and I can only hear it. And whenever you're, it's such a visual medium that whenever you don't have the visuals with it, you hear everything that they've done there and how they've added the sounds of the X-Wing and that familiar sound of the Millennium Falcon. And
even when you first see John Boyega, you hear like an Imperial probe droid sound.
Yes! Yeah.
And, you know, when I kept watching it, you know, you hear that kind of sound of the probe droid on Hoth in Empire Strikes Back. When it cuts to the Sith with the lightsaber, I'm like, he's totally about to dig something out of the ground with that. I think there's something buried and he's about to, like, plunge it into the ground. That's what it looks like to me. Because if you look, watch it again, he's right in front of a tree. Mm-hmm. And he's looking for something that's buried. And that's so cool. What if it's some old Sith lore? Some old Sith...
Holocron, yeah.
Sith Holocron or some shit. Oh, dude, that would be so awesome. it's so funny, like, when the movie comes out, it's like, he just keeps walking. And it's like, oh, there's not digging in.
He was just taking a break.
Yeah. He was just making sure it worked. But also, like, I've seen some fan art where people have drawn another Sith in the distance, like he's about to do battle. And I was like, oh, dude, that would be so cool if we could have seen, like, a lightsaber in the distance that he's actually about to charge somebody. It just
that
makes
would
you...
be pretty great, yeah.
That's what's... the best part is the unknown, and when we finally know, it's not as fun anymore.
No.
You know, if you go back and rewatch any of the teasers to the other Star Wars that we've seen many times, and try to think back to where you were like, who is that guy? Or
yeah.
Who is Darth Maul?
Where did he come from?
I remember going to, after watching the, on dial-up, the Phantom Menace trailer,
oh my God.
Going to work and this dude saying, dude, you hear the name of that new guy? His name is Darth Lore. And I was like, dude, are you serious? Darth Lore, that's like the coolest name. Of course, that wasn't his name, but I thought it for like a couple of days until I read, oh, it's Darth Maul. And I was like, dude, Darth Lore is a cooler name than that. I don't know where the person got it. He heard wrong. He told somebody else.
All kinds of stories.
Yeah, you know how, like, you just hear a piece of a nugget of information and you tell somebody else, and pretty soon everyone thinks his name is Darth Lore. He probably read it on Storm Super Shadow.
Super Shadow, yeah. He's got the hookup.
I don't even think that guy has a website anymore. You know, what's funny is Lucasfilm probably thought he was in a nuisance, but harmless. But Disney was probably like, no, destroy
no,
him.
Happening.
Yeah, not happening. Disney does not let people mess with their property.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, it's next to impossible to have stuff up on YouTube that's Star Wars. I've the commentaries that we did, I've had to fight the fair use thing multiple times.
Oh.
Try to take them down.
That's right. I remember a while ago, maybe it was like a year or two ago, Swiley was like, hey, could I find the link to that, to Phantom Menace, the guy doing the Darth Vader voice to Anakin? And I was like, sure. And I looked, and it's not on YouTube anymore. It got taken down.
Yeah, it's
down.
Not there.
And I was like, dude, the only way that exists now is on our podcast, on our old show, because it's gone.
Yeah, there's a number of videos like that. That's sad that stuff, I mean, it's got to be out there somewhere, but it's just not anywhere we can access it.
Yeah. You know, when the Daisy Ridley, I think her look is awesome. I don't know. If you just look at her, she's perfect. I don't know how J.J. Abrams does it, but you can just tell that it's going to be perfect. And I love the picture. I don't even think people are just having fun with it. Have you seen the pictures of her riding a fudgesicle?
Yeah.
Because the vehicle does look like a fudge.
Well, yeah, it's a big blocky thing. It looks like it's a, like she tinkered and put it together herself.
Yeah, an orange creamsicle is almost what I would say.
It's even more delicious.
Yeah, and it's funny, I read someone saying, oh my God, look at the screen on that. If you look at her vehicle, you see a windscreen, and it's so low, there's no way that could practically even help you.
Oh, stop it.
It's like, could you please just blow your brains out?
Yeah, you're not helping society at all.
Yeah, just give me a break. Obviously, it's not to keep it out of your face, it's to keep it off the control panel, duh.
Someone call Nell Carter.
Give me a break. Yeah, give me a break, seriously. Oh, and here's another theory I had on that lightsaber, Bill, if people want to complain. I remember, here's an example of one time Heather's parents were remodeling their kitchen. And it gets really hot in their kitchen when they're cooking. And I said, you should put up a ceiling fan. That way you could turn the fan on or whatever, it circulates air. And Heather's dad was like, no, because I don't want dust blowing in the food as I'm cooking it. And I was like, okay, but you could turn the fan off when you're cooking and turn it on afterwards when the food's
why
prepared.
Why is there dust? Never mind.
So here's my theory about the lightsaber. You could turn off the handguard and still fight with it.
Well, it's like Darth Maul. You know, he can have a dual saber or single saber. I mean, you don't have to do exactly everything the saber can do.
Right. It doesn't have to be on all the time. It's a cool badass thing. If I pulled out a lightsaber, I'm like, oh, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to fight this guy. And all of a sudden he's like, and then you see the extra blades go, and I'm like, dude, holy shit. Yeah. It's like a thing to scare the shit out of you, right?
Absolutely. That's the whole sense of it. It just seems so different and chaotic.
Right. It doesn't look like a refined weapon. It looks like some crazy person made it.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that's what that individual is batshit crazy.
Yes. Like the dark side is flowing through them and they want to create a weapon. That's the coolest thing about this movie. We have no idea who the villains are or what they want.
What the setup is.
I mean, the original...
Just know there's an awakening.
Mm-hmm. There is an awakening. Have you felt it? It's like, yeah, I did after I watched the trailer.
Totally feel it. Feeling it.
In Star Wars, A New Hope, the bad guys, Darth Vader, his agenda was just what the Empire wanted in that film.
Yeah.
There was no, like, Luke, or he didn't want Luke or anything like that. He was just doing his bad guy work for the Emperor, right? In fact, I don't even think they mentioned the Emperor in the first film.
No, I don't believe they do.
It's just that they've built this battle station, and someone has stolen the plans to it, and they need to get it back because it has a weakness. I think that's so cool, because this Star Wars Force Awakens might be, like, we might just get a tiny picture of what the bad guys want. We might not even know yet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... that's why sometimes when you watch The Phantom Menace, you know that George Lucas wanted to parallel A New Hope, like have Anakin go up in the ship and protect Naboo, and he blows up the flagship or whatever it is. But they don't need to do that.
No, that's totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, that's just lazy storytelling.
You know, like, it'll be like the Death Star all over again. No, not really.
He's so much like his father.
Yeah, they did the Death Star twice in the original trilogy. Yeah. They don't need it again. No, see, it's like, you know, he's like...
This one's bigger.
Yeah. This fully operational Death Star. Ah!
But it doesn't look... finish.
Yeah, there's like whole decks that don't even have gravity yet. So, Bill, the Force Awakens teaser trailer. Wow. That's all I have to say.
I can't wait to see the next one.
And I have Star Wars, like, just... I'm kind of Star Wars insane right now. That's all.
Yeah, I've been listening. I have the soundtracks on record, and I've been listening to them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been going through them and just kind of geeking out over the whole thing.
Oh man, I can't wait when the first bit of information we'll know about what's going on is that opening crawl of what is going on.
Oh yeah.
When we see that first opening crawl, it'll say what's going on in the galaxy, hopefully where Luke is, what he's doing, you know.
It's going to say, hey, what's going down?
It's like the galaxy after a time of peace is now turning dark again or something, you know.
Yeah.
That's one thing I like about Rebels is it shows something that they didn't really talk about is after Emperor Palpatine came into power, it sounds like a lot of people were like, oh, cool, I kind of like this idea, a galactic empire. But then when all the ships started showing up and heavily taxing everyone, and then, like, all of a sudden they don't have enough food to eat, and anyone who speaks out like, hey, this sucks, they disappear and take them away, that's kind of cool. So it'd be interesting if, like, now, hey, the Emperor's dead, everything's happy in the galaxy, then all of a sudden bad things start happening? Or, like, where do these stormtroopers come from? It's interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, once the Emperor dies, I would have to almost think that there would be, like, in the expanded universe, what they call an Imperial Remnant that's run by the different families and mocks and all that stuff, so...
They were
I'm guessing they probably went along with that.
Right. So they were trying to keep it going for a while, right?
Yeah.
You had to have a bad guy. So that's the one thing that I hope J.J. Abrams and Lawrence Kasdan have done is come up with a really good villain, because it's hard to top Darth Vader.
It definitely is.
And especially even, it's hard to top Darth Vader and the Emperor, you know? So it'll be interesting what they come up with.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
Really excited. You see no cynicism from me. I loved it. I just wanted to just start defending it right away. And mostly I just kind of rolled my eyes or rubbed my head in pain, not understanding what people were talking about.
Yeah, people just, I don't know. People are going to hate on anything and everything. So I'm avoiding almost all news about it.
You know what I almost hope, though? John Boyega is not only a main character, but he is somebody who's super important to the Force or something. You know, just after the, like, oh, Black Stormtrooper, you know, no, he's not a Black Stormtrooper, he's this, and he turns out to be a very important role, you know?
Yeah.
That would be cool. Would be,
he's a great lead actor, you know, Attack the Block is fantastic, and...
You know what's funny is, I didn't understand, this is one thing, like, I'm a Mel Brooks fan and stuff, like, I love, like, Blazing Saddles.
Oh, the internet meme.
I have not seen Spaceballs the whole way through in my life. I've never seen the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
When I kept, we ain't found shit, I didn't understand it. And I almost asked you, I was like, well, if I ask Bill, I'll totally look like an idiot.
No, I know that you've never seen Spaceballs.
Well, I've never seen Attack the Block either. So what I was thinking is, oh, that must be a line from Attack the Block. That at one point John Boyega says, we ain't found shit in Attack the Block or something. And then eventually I saw a clip of Spaceballs where they kind of made it look like the new Force Awakens trailer. And I go, oh, and I was just like,
yeah, they're combing the desert with actual, like, combs.
I totally didn't get that at all.
And two black guys have the Afro pick.
Yes. See, black stormtroopers, nothing wrong with that. So dumb. No, they're clones, and S-foils are only open out of ships, out of planets' atmosphere.
Lightsabers don't have...
They don't work like that.
Yeah, they don't have guards.
Daisy Ridley is not old enough to ride a vehicle of that size. You need proper license on Tatooine to do that.
She's not properly... seated or buckled down for safety.
She would fly right off that thing. And I almost sound like... what is it? That poor guy who died on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, Eric the Actor.
Eric the Actor.
Eric the Angry Midget.
I saw some person comparing a lot of the way it looks to old Ralph McQuarrie sketches. And he had a droid that... moved around on a ball, but it was like a ball bearing in like a cylinder, and it looked like this is a expansion of that idea. And I was like, dude, I don't know if that's true, but that's awesome.
That's kind of cool.
Totally cool. So Bill, I know you're going out of town today.
I am,
but I thought it would be really cool for us to record our thoughts on the Star Wars teaser and let our patrons hear it, and then our listeners. But I think I'll let our patrons hear it first.
Yeah, totally. They're the ones that support us. So yeah, let's give it to them.
I hope you have a great trip.
And, I will. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
What's funny is, even though our lives will be going on and we'll be doing things and Christmas, in the back of our minds for a year is going to be nothing but Star Wars.
Yep, I'm already there.
It's all that's going to be in our head.
The Force is with us.
I almost thought in the back of my head, I go, maybe I should ask for the Star Wars Blu-rays just so I can rewatch it.
Nope, I'm waiting for Disney to release the...
I know!
The original untouched color-corrected versions.
I thought of that too! I mean, I'm just like... But I kind of want to rewatch the original trilogy now, you know? I have it on DVD.
Yeah.
Not the same.
No, it's not the same, but I just hate those
I need to just borrow it from somebody so I don't have
to buy it. Just hate those Blu-rays because they really do look like shit.
Oh, I need to ask Steven if he has them, and I can just watch them and then give them back to him.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
By the way, Steven got an Xbox, so crazy.
Yeah, I heard that.
I actually saw on the, like, when you're on the Xbox, it said PCZ Streeter has played this, and I go, oh my god, that's like the first time I've seen his name in, like, 5 years or something.
That's impressive. Yeah, even the Xbox wait, are you sure? Who are you again?
You know what that line Darth Vader delivers is true. Whenever I see somebody say something about the trailer, I'm like, I find your lack of faith disturbing.
So do I. I do.
It's
people,
like,
I don't understand why people just can't enjoy it. Bask in the glory that we're getting a new Star Wars film.
I know. Come on. It looks friggin' awesome. And the look of the film looks so sweet, too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's when I rewatched Star Trek Into Darkness just because I wanted some J.J. Abrams space stuff as soon as I watched the teaser. The one thing you can say about that film, the effects are flawless.
Yeah.
They've got it down. This Star Wars is going to look so sweet. You can't say that about Revenge of the Sith. When you look at it, it looks so digital, man.
Yeah, all those prequels just have that sterile look to them.
If you go look at The Phantom Menace, which was shot on film, it looks weird. I don't know. It just doesn't look right. When you compare it to Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, which were filmed digitally, but it's almost like it's dated already. It's kind of funny.
It's totally dated. It looks awful.
And that's why I can't wait to see this new take on Star Wars. I mean, when I say new take, what I mean is modern day digital effects and stuff, because I don't think it'll look drastically different. The look of the Star Wars films, it's not like reinventing the wheel or anything.
No, but I mean, he is using a lot of practical effects and he is using film. So I think it'll have an appreciable difference.
Yeah. I'm just excited. that's all I can say. And I hope you guys are excited. I hope you enjoyed us just like babbling endlessly about this teaser trailer. And if you have problems with the lightsaber and stuff, all I have to say is just give it a chance. Wait till the movie comes out and you'll see that how much it even doesn't matter. You know, it might be just a certain moment in the film. It could be a test saber that gets broken. He has to build a new one. But I'm just saying that it doesn't... It's badass, man. What's your problem?
Enjoy it.
Just enjoy it. And I can't wait to see that fudgesicle speeder.
Oh, I hope it's not a Jell-O pudding pop.
Jell-O pudding pops? Yeah, thanks a lot, Cosby. You've ruined my childhood.
Ruining those.
Oh, man. I saw one of those posts that I just... I made it where I didn't see another post by that person on Facebook.
Yeah.
It said, thanks a lot, J.J. Abrahams. They actually wrote Abrahams.
Abrahams.
You've ruined my childhood. And I just went, hidden forever. I will never see another post by this person. You are gone forever from my life.
See ya.
Yeah. So stupid. But Bill, thank you so much for talking Star Wars with me. One of my favorite things to do with you.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Awesome.
You for talking to me
and catch up on Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah, I am. I have them all on my tablet, so I'm gonna watch them on the plane.
Cool. All right, man.
All right,
guys. See you next time.
Anyway.
Now this is podcasting.